Well, I understand, but I love these topics because you rarely find people that want to talk about it. And I'm kind of the same. I have the same situation, the national instant checks. I happen to believe it's a good thing, but it's supposed to be instant. It's never been instant. And for myself, 55 years ago, something like that, when I got out of high school, all my hunting and fishing and sports buddies were all suddenly married with pregnant wives and new mortgages and whatever, and they all disappeared. And I've been a confirmed bachelor. So I ended up hanging out with a whole new group of people that I kind of grew up with when I was young in Roseville. And it was a whole different situation. Anyway, make a long story short, back in the early 70s, I got caught with a couple joints. And, man, oh, man, it was all, you know, it was misdemeanors and all thrown out and all that kind of stuff. Every time I go to buy a rifle, it gets put on hold, which is okay. That shows me the system's working. But it's supposed to be a three-day thing, you know, 3 days, and if they don't hear back from the NICS system, the FFL can go ahead with the purchase, but or the sale. But nobody will do that. No FFL is going to go against that and take the wrath of the government for not waiting for the NIC. So I've had them waiting for 3 weeks or so until I get so upset that I call the NIC system and I start chewing on some guy there. And he rushes over and does the check and then calls the gun store, and they immediately call me and say, all right, come here. But it's things could be done a little better. I mean, it all boils down to money, and you know, maybe they don't have enough people to do the checks as soon, you know, quicker. And it's got to be worse now with more and more people buying guns. But the same as anyway, Sean, what I'm getting at is I don't have a problem with the system kind of thing. I do have a problem with now saying what we can have and what we can't have kind of thing.